Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week, I'm sharing with you a message entitled, What to Do When the Heat is On. I found a most interesting story that described the effects of prolonged heat upon a person. And it is a story that tells of a group of soldiers who were working their way across an arid desert area in the Middle East, participating in the British liberation of Palestine many years ago. And one of the commanders of those troops wrote in a book called The Last Crusade about their experience and the amazing stress that they endured being in these extreme high temperatures, carrying all of their gear over the desert, much like the troops that have been in Iraq recently have been experiencing. In those areas, the temperatures can reach well above 120 degrees Fahrenheit. And in this particular battle situation, the combined forces of British and Australians and New Zealanders were driving up from Beersheba, and they were pressing on the rear of the enemy's retreat over a very arid desert area. The attack troops outdistanced their water-carrying camel train, and their own canteens and water bottles were empty. The sun was blazing out of the sky where there were vultures wheeling overhead. The commander wrote, "Our heads ached and our eyes became bloodshot and dim in the blinding glare. Our tongues began to swell. Our lips turned a purplish black and burst. Those who dropped out of the column were never seen again, but the desperate force battled on toward the next city. There were wells at that city, and had they been unable to take the place by nightfall, thousands of those troops were doomed to die of thirst." The major wrote, "We fought all day as men fight for their lives. We entered that city on the heels of the retreating enemy. The very first objects which met our view were great stone cisterns full of cold, clear drinking water. In the still night air, the sound of water running into those tanks could be distinctly heard, maddening in its nearness. And yet not a man murmured when orders were given for the battalions to fall in too deep facing the cisterns." He then described the stern priorities. The wounded were to be given water first, then those on guard duty, then company by company. It took 4 hours before the last man had his drink of water, and in all that time they had been standing 20 feet from a low stone wall on the other side of which were thousands of gallons of cool water. The effects of heat that these men endured took their toll on their physical bodies. But the answer, the remedy, was water. And these men were revived because of that cool drinking water that they found just in the nick of time. When we experience the effects of heat in our lives in a spiritual and in an emotional sense, we also need the remedy of the water. The Word of God, the Bible, is described as the water of the Word. And it is water to a thirsty soul. It's water, it's refreshing water to a thirsty mind, to your thirsty spirit, to a person who's been under extreme pressure or stress from any specific situation. The water of the Word brings the remedy. It brings the answer. I want to share with you today one answer from the Word of God on what to do when the heat is on, because God wants you to have victory in your pressure-filled situation. He wants you to come out on the other side revived, refreshed, not destroyed, not to be like one of those who fell out of the company and were never seen again. God wants you to take hold of the water of the word and receive what you need for the situation you're facing today. One specific word that I want to share today, I have three other specific remedies that God's word gives for us when we are enduring pressure, the heats of life. Today, I want to share with you this thought, that when the heat is on in your life, one key to victory, one powerful principle of the word of God is that when you're experiencing pressure, when the heat is on, you must walk in humility. Walking in humility releases to you the grace of God in your situation. And the grace of God is not only unmerited favor, we don't deserve it, but we get it from God, help in time of need, but it is also power to do what is right when our natural mind, our flesh, and our carnal nature would never do that thing when the pressure's on from people or from circumstances. God wants us to walk in humility, and it will release power to you regardless of what you're facing right now. In 1 Peter 5:5, we find this exhortation. You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. This word tells us, all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. When we are under pressure from people, the last thing the natural man wants to do is walk in humility. The most natural reaction when we're under pressure from people is to rise up when we're attacked, to defend ourselves, to speak up and say, I don't deserve this. I don't have to take this. That person who's applying this pressure in my life, they're this or that. And to begin to speak evil of someone else to make yourself look good or feel good. But this is the opposite reaction, the opposite response of what the Word of God would call us to do when we're under pressure. We can look throughout the Word of God and find examples of godly men who responded in times of pressure with a God-like response, with humility. And God responded to their humility with a release of supernatural breakthrough. I think specifically of King David, who endured phenomenal pressure from King Saul. He had been anointed by the prophet Samuel. David knew he was going to eventually be the king of Israel, and yet he was being chased down by a maniacal, demon-possessed king who was bent on his murder because of his jealousy of David's anointing. And yet David remained humble and had a humble attitude towards Saul. When he spoke to Saul, he would say, "My Lord the King." He remained humble in his attitude, in his actions, in his words. He never would rise up and defend himself, though he could have justified it by saying, "You're demon-possessed and I've been anointed king and you're the one in the wrong." He could have risen up in anger and arrogance and with a prideful attitude and self-righteousness, spoken against Saul, acted against Saul, but he never did. He maintained an attitude of humility. He remained clothed with humility, and God came in and delivered him. God brought the answer to the pressure he was under. God put him in that place of kingship because he maintained an attitude of humility. When the heat is on in your life, walk in humility. Even if you're sorely tempted to react, defend yourself and rise up, don't do it, because pride will bring forth your destruction. It will not help you. I found a natural illustration that describes this quite well. It is said that instructions are given to Peace Corps volunteers who serve in the deep jungles of Brazil, and one of their instructions included how to deal with hungry, man-eating snakes. snakes so large that they can kill and swallow a cow. And this is exactly what the instructions read regarding dealing with hungry pythons. Remember not to run away. The python can run faster. The thing to do is to lie on the ground on your back with your feet together, arms at your sides, and head well down. The python will then try to push its head under you, experimenting at every possible point. Keep calm. You must let him swallow your foot. It is quite painless, but it will take a long time. If you lose your head and start struggling, the snake will quickly whip his coils around you and crush you. If you keep calm and still, he will go on swallowing. Wait patiently until he has swallowed up to about your knee. Then carefully take out your knife and insert it into the distended side of his mouth and with a quick rip, slit him up. Now this may sound like an amusing story, but it describes exactly what happens when a person rises up. The enemy will crush them. God tells us that we're to remain humble, to maintain an attitude of humility. If you rise up when you're attacked, if you try to defend yourself, the enemy will crush you. Satan knows that pride brings a fall, brings destruction, but the humble person gets the grace of God released to him. God wants you to walk in humility even when you're under great pressure. Then you'll defeat the snake, the enemy, and you'll come out of that pressure-filled situation the victor. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to join me tomorrow as we continue to study what to do when the heat is on.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.